Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and start it this morning. I pray that you all are having a, it sounds like someone may have either their Bluetooth or their speaker on. If you do, you're going to have to mute your phone. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I pray that you're having a great start of the week with your fast. Looking forward to all that God is going to do and continues to do as we are dedicating ourselves and our time to Him during the month of January. We're going to go ahead and have our opener to open us up. Anjali, if you can go ahead and open us up this morning in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give your name the glory and honor, Father. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for our arising this morning, oh God. We thank you that you've woken us up in our right mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, that even though we may be tired or weary in our bodies, Father God, we know that you are still strong. We know that you are still able, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for this awesome time of consecration, Father God. We thank you for this time of even sanctification, God. We thank you for setting us apart, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, Father, that you have just been with us, oh God, that you're continuing to fortify us, oh God, that you continue to unify us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we call forth unity now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this assembly, oh God. We thank you for this church body, oh God. We thank you of how you're moving on our behalf, oh God. You're moving in our favor, Father God. We thank you of how you're shifting us, shifting this church, shifting this ministry, shifting the vision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning we thank you for our senior leader, oh God. We thank you for our apostolic shepherd, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God. Continue to cover her, continue to mold her, continue to shape her, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to give her an end time word for your people, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Give her strength like never before, oh God. Give her wisdom beyond her years, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for every leader that is a part of this ministry, oh God. Continue to build us and to fortify us, oh God, to unite us, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give us wisdom, oh God. Give us the timing of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we come and we ask, oh God, that you would just continue, oh God, to be with our families, oh God. Oh God, there may be broken homes and broken families, oh God. Oh God, we ask this morning, oh God, that you would continue to mend the broken family, oh God. Have the family to come one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning we come for no other reason but to give your name the glory and honor. We come for no other reason but to bless your name this morning, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we are praying for our country, oh God. Oh God, we are praying for impeachment trials this morning, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, continue to keep our country on one accord, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And as we always ask, oh God, trouble their sleep, oh God, until they cannot sleep, oh God, until there's a resolve, oh God, until they begin to speak like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we are praying for our communities, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, this morning, oh God, that you would go into the communities, oh God, that you would go into our local government, oh God, release finances to them, oh God, release educational marriage to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we are praying as our children go to school, oh God, that there will be no hurt, harm, or danger, that
would come to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we are covering our children, oh, God, walking to the bus stop, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We cover them now that they shall not be kidnapped, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We cover the schools, oh, God, that there will be no mass murders and no mass shootings on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover their minds, oh, God, that distraction, oh, God, would not happen in the classroom, oh, God. We cover the teachers, oh, God, that they will not have poor attitudes, oh, God, on this morning, in the name of Jesus, that they are ready and willing to receive our vessels, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, oh, God, this morning, we ask, oh, God, that you go into our school system, oh, God. We go into the college arena, the high school arena, oh, God, the middle school arena, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover, oh, God, our people, oh, God, as they go to work this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, let a situation turn around from yesterday, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let a pink slip turn into a praise slip, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we ask, oh, God, that you turn around our job situations, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us contracts, oh God. Give us gainful employment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We shift our mind, oh God, to be able to sustain our living, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And if there's no job, oh God, give us witty ideas and inventions, oh God. Oh God, let us be entrepreneurs in this season, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, oh God, thank you, Jesus. Make us real estate agents, oh God. Make us bankers, oh God. Make us lenders, oh God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we have a surplus, oh God. We declare that we live in the overflow, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, this morning, that you will continue to cover the ecclesia, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to cover our leadership, oh God. We ask, oh God, this morning that you continue to cover the prophet, the pastor, the apostle, oh God, the teacher, oh God, all the evangelists, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will keep them in their right mind this morning. Oh God, early you said, shall we seek you, oh God. And so we are here this morning. We are searching for you, oh God. Oh God, that you are here with us, oh God, that we shall not move, oh God, when it concerns our leadership, oh God. Oh God, continue, oh God, to give us the words to pray, oh God, when we don't know what else to pray, oh God, that we speak your utterances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But we ask, oh God, this morning, that you we continue to lift up our leadership in this country, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we call it to be so, that they shall come in there to their right minds, oh God. They shall be settled with peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, God, this morning, we come on this line this morning as one body, oh God, as one sound, oh God. With one sound, oh God, we come to worship your name this morning, in the name of Jesus. This morning, oh God, we come as a unified body, oh God, declaring your works this morning, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh God, for deeper depths in your word. We come this morning, oh God, to hear the sound of redemption. We come this morning to hear the sound of freedom, that this body of people, oh God, shall walk in freedom, in the name of Jesus. No more bondage, no more mental bondage, no more financial bondage, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we call on your name. There's no other name that's like yours. And so this morning, we call on the name, oh God, that demons must tremble at that name. This morning, we call on the name, oh God, that is a healer, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, so we call your name this morning in this body, oh God. We call this name, oh God. Oh God, we come to worship you, and we come to adore you. We come to name we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you for it this morning. God, thank you for, oh, God, this day, God. Lord God, even as we magnify your name in this hour, God, even as, God, we speak well of you, we thank you for your kindness and your long-suffering towards us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are careful in all things, God, concerning us. We love you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless you, God, for every person that is on this call this morning. Father, we thank you for their life. We thank you, Lord, for their sacrifice. We thank you, Lord God, that in this hour that you're breaking down tradition, God, and that you're breaking down, Lord God, doctrine of men and doctrines of devils, God, that even as we're focused more on your will and your way, Father, that we are seeking you, Father, we come before you because we know there are just some things we don't know how to do. There are some things we don't understand. But I thank you, you said in your word that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So we're coming to you today, God, because we don't know. We don't have all the answers, but you're the one that does. Oh, God, and we pray this morning, God, that you'll continue to wash us and cleanse us, God, and purify us and sanctify us as you conform us into the image of your dear Son, as you bring us into divine alignment, as you work in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. I pray this morning, God, that you'll continue, Father, to work out of us everything that's not like you. Father, we're crying out today, Lord God, for more of you, for more wisdom, for more understanding, God, for God, the ability, God, to operate, oh God, in the way, God, that you have called us to operate. I thank you, God, that you give us, oh God, the ability, God, to discern everything around us, oh God, to be able to work, Father, as mature believers. I thank you that you are maturing us in this hour. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, not only are you maturing us, but you're restoring us, that you're tearing down, God, falsities in this hour. Father, that you're tearing down everything that's not like you. Lord, that you're getting inside of our hearts, Father. And God, I thank you that you're working, God, past, oh God, all of the things, God, that we have allowed, God, oh God, to exist in our spirit. God, all the things, God, that we've given into. I pray this morning, God, that we will not yield any longer, oh God, to mindsets and desires, oh God, that are not like you, Father, that we will no longer yield, oh God, to the things that we have yielded to in the past, but God, that we're going to come after you like never before. Oh God, I think of this morning that you are creator. Oh God, that you are God. And I ask you to fall fresh on this day. Fall fresh on everything that we do, God. Give us the wisdom that we need. Oh God, to walk on our jobs. Oh God, and even win those that are around us. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we've not been able, God, to be effective, even in our workplace. But I thank you on today. Oh God, that you mark us, Father. Oh God, that everywhere we go, everywhere you send us, God, Jesus. Oh, God, that you mark who we are, God. Thank you, God, for giving us influence. Thank you for causing us, God, to use our influence for kingdom. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, that we understand why you have saved us and what you called us for your word declares that we've been called first into the ministry of reconciliation. And, Father, I pray for each and every one of us, God, Lord, that you would use us, oh, God, to influence our environment, God, that you would use us, oh, God, to win souls. Oh God. Oh Shatamandia de Bohosha. Ekoranda Bohosha. Oh God, Ekirabaso Toranda Bohoshataman. Make orade. Make oranda bohoshatamandia de bohosha. Oh Torabase. I have to pause here for a moment just to share with you what I hear God saying. God says he's given us favor so that we will use our influence for kingdom. And we are not being as effective as we could be And our effectiveness is in our ability to demonstrate his love, hallelujah, to people who don't deserve it. So everywhere you go, in on your job, when you're interacting with your family, even when you're in the marketplace, remember, your influence with people is for kingdom building. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And even during this time, God wants to remind us that we are his ambassadors, and we should be seizing every opportunity. Every opportunity. Thank you, Lord, to represent him in the earth. It may not be popular. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And there may even be those who shun. Hallelujah, Jesus, our lifestyle, who may shun, hallelujah, even the things that we stand for, but God says stand anyway. Stand anyway, because he is marking his remnant. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Stand anyway. Stand and execute. Hallelujah. Demonstrate the power of God. Demonstrate who he is. Demonstrate what he's called you to do. Thank you, Lord. It is always the plight of the believer to win souls. It is always our mindset. Everything that we do, every time we forgive, every time we're gentle, every time we're showing meekness, every time we're showing kindness, every time we're showing mercy, it is because we understand that we are vessels, hallelujah, that are to be used to win the world. And because we understand that we demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, our behavior is different in everywhere that we go, because we want to be able to be used by the Lord as weapons in his hand to destroy the works of the enemy, to snatch folks out of darkness. Hallelujah. Jesus, because now that God has allowed us into their arena, he's allowed us into their area, into their atmosphere. God is allowing us there for a specific reason. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but he charges us even the more in this hour to utilize our influence, to be obedient, hallelujah, to him for the cause of winning the kingdom. The more you submit in every arena you go into, the more you are more loving, the more they see something different about your character, the more they are moved by your spirit. It is because God wants to use you. Thank you, Lord, in that place, whatever that place is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for influence. Thank you for influencing our environment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you have made us your representatives in the earth. Thank you, God, that we carry your DNA. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we understand whose we are. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for this cause came you into the world. Hallelujah, God, for this cause was the Son of Man made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. God, that you are using us as these agents, God, to destroy the works of the devil, to tear down the high places. Oh, God, to snatch those, oh, God, that are under his influence, God, to snatch them out, God, to win them, to be effective soul winners, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you have called us to be effective. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cause our words, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to be so strong and full of faith that no one will be able to resist our words. Oh, God, that they won't be able to resist our witness. Oh, God, because you have made us, oh, God, those that understand your voice. Oh, God, for we are your people, God, in care of our soul. And in every environment we go in, God, we submit to the voice of the living God. We submit, oh, God, to your truth. Oh, God, we are your oracles. We are steadfast and we are unmovable. We are always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, God, we are carrying your assignment everywhere we go. Oh, God, let us carry what you say. Let us obey what you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let the image, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, of your dear Son be in us. I thank you, oh, God, that it be manifested in our words, that it be manifested in our deeds, be manifested in us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk, as we talk, all that we do, let us do it all in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, everything that we say, let us do it all in the name of Jesus.
praise you, oh God.
Oh, my God, he called us for us to be used effectively in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Demonstrate your witness in the earth through us, Father. Release, hallelujah, Jesus, the witness that is on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, don't let us hide our witness, Father. My God, don't let us hide who you created us to be, Jesus. Don't let us hide our difference. We are different. We're separate for a purpose. God, you sanctified us. Hallelujah. You made us different for purpose, Jesus. Don't let us be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for we understand that it is the power of salvation. Oh, God, it get up my soul. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the power that is in the word. Thank you for the deliverance that is in the word. Thank you for the deliverance, oh God, that is exemplified in us. Thank you, Lord God. It cannot be so
totally.
Thank you, Lord, for making us different. Thank you, Lord, for challenging us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for the requirement. Thank you for the mandate, God. Thank you, oh God, for what you called us into. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we're thankful. We're thankful, God, that there is such a mandate. Thank you, God, that there is such a distinction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the distinct sound, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you called us, oh God. Oh, God, to release a sound of distinction in the air, Jesus. Though the requirement may feel heavy, oh God, it is distinct. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God.
Thank you, Lord. And God, that you drive out everything that comes to stifle. Oh, God, hallelujah. I develop it. That you drive it out, Jesus. Oh, God, that you drive out every word cursed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God, help us to know our battles, what battles we're to fight, and what battles are in your hands. Thank you, God.
Ha-shama.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy never gets away from you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that our adversary, God, never gets away. Jesus, not from your sight. Jesus. Not from your sphere of influence, Father. And so I thank you that we are focused on the battles that are assigned to our hand, Father, but we leave the rest to you. Thank you, Lord, that you are tearing up the fallow ground. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Mama.
That you're driving out witchcraft prayers. Thank you, Lord. God, and that you're turning them back to the Savior. Jesus. Thank you, God. Every evil act against us, your people, God, turn it back, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. We speak it into the atmosphere. It will not work. Hallelujah. It will not work. I thank you this morning, God, that the devil is defeated. Thank you, Lord, that every hip, every principality, every power of darkness, God, everything that wishes us harm, God, everything, God, that thinks that we won't make it, but we know that we will because we are the called of God. We're the elected of God. I thank you, oh God, that you bring shame upon the enemy, oh God. I thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that your people, oh God, it cannot I God will not be drained in the spirit. Father, I thank you that you drive out every draining spirit. It cannot so. Thank you, Lord. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless him this morning. Yes, Lord. We bless him for what he's doing. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you go today, hear God's voice. As you go today, follow his counsel. Thank you, Lord. Let him use you as a witness in the earth. Let him use your influence for kingdom building. You're building his kingdom. Every day. We should never forget we've been first called to that ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile a dying world to a loving Christ. Never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of salvation. Let him use you
to save somebody's life. All souls matter, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And there's no one we meet that's beyond God's reach. Thank you, Lord. His arm is not so short that he cannot save. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Neither his ears so deaf that he cannot hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He hears the cry of the most degenerate soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want that others may deem too low and too messed up, God. He is the cry of their heart. Hallelujah. No matter the mistakes they have made, God hears. Hallelujah. Therefore, God saves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay open. Stay open to him. Hallelujah. Ask him today, God, who do you want to use me to speak to? Who do you want to use me to encourage? Who is the person around me that you've given me favor with that I can help to influence? Hallelujah, the direction of their life, bringing them out of darkness into marvelous light. Hallelujah. Who is the person? Who should I speak to? What should I say? Jesus. Oh, God is pulling on this morning. Thank you, Lord. Don't miss your opportunity today. God is setting up opportunity today. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Someone will have opportunity today. Do not miss it. And it may even be a person of wealth, a person of influence that God's going to use you to speak to. You may feel like they're too big for me to even talk to, God says, but when I give you the word, speak to them. Because their influence over others is what's going to bring them out of darkness. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Do not resist the opportunity. When the Lord tells you to speak, he has opened up the way for himself. God never blesses us to bless just us. Everything is about kingdom advancement. Don't get where you are. Don't get into these places and forget God, Jesus. Never forget him. Thank you, Lord. God would give you wisdom. Thank you, Lord. And he will give you insight. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Well, we bless him this morning for what he's doing and even what he's saying, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for this time of prayer and intercession. I pray that you go in the strength and in the power of God himself, that he will continue to strengthen your body and your mind as you press through. And I will give more information on tomorrow night regarding prayer times, of the changes of the shifts that we're going to make regarding prayer. I'll get that due in Bible study on tomorrow night. God bless you and go in peace. This concludes our time of prayer.
Bless you.